And it's American Samoa's Best Music Mix, 93 KHJ. Hope you're having a good week so far. It is kind of a short week, depending on what you've got plans for on Friday. Of course, White Sunday on Sunday, and then Columbus Day on Monday. So a much-needed three-day weekend. Here to talk about what's happening, though, on Friday, we want to welcome from the Lions Club, we have Dr. Fred Early and Vaitoa Hans Lankilde from Lions Club. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So what are we talking about here today?
Well, just exactly what you mentioned there to start our morning. First of all, we want to say thank you. Thank you, John, and KHJ for giving us this opportunity to come in with Dr. Fred Earl. And we're here as representing the second generation of the original Lions Club of American Samoa. Back in the 50s and the 60s, and his dad was one of them, and my dad was one of them, and there is quite a few of others out there, and we are here to just kind of share our experiences and so forth, the history of the the Forefathers Alliance Club during those days. So, first of all, we want to offer our sincere and warmest, profound congratulations to the administration and the upcoming grand opening and reopening of the new Alliance Park with all of the development that has taken place down there. And so we want to say that also on behalf of the Pong Pong Alliance Club, the president, Madam Lion President Ponita Lawson, and the rest of the club, to express those warm feelings to Governor Limanu and Lieutenant Governor Talawenga and the administration for putting that major, major development project together for the community. And so it looks awesome out there, and I think it's going to be a lot of work of maintaining that, and we look forward to that as hopefully going on in the future, that everybody's going to put in their share to upkeep and maintain it, and because it's going to be a lot of work for the Department of Parks and Recreation. So Ken Tupua and his gang is going to have a plate full and handful of taking care of it, and I think the community is going to be probably having a lot of facility to enjoy, and a lot of water out there in Pala Lagoon to enjoy. But Dr. Fred can start off in sharing the beginnings of that particular area down there. But that's basically why we're here, John. I think I said a lot about it already.
So, let me ask you this. Lions Park, I hear that all the time, and then there's Lions Club. Are the two named after, is the Lions Park named after the Lions Club that you said dates back all the way to the 50s?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
The Lions Club initially cleared that area to start. The Lions Club initially cleared that area back in the late 50s, early 60s to create a park. Lions was formed back in the late 50s. Their initial project was a playground in Whangatongo. Back then, there was nothing for kids to hang out at and play, so Lions Club set up swings, slides, seesaws in the Whangatongo area, about where Teddy's building is at the present time. And then following that, they had other projects, small projects, and then they started clearing off the area that is now Lions Park for families to come to and enjoy picnics on weekends.
So did the governor at the time, did he say, okay, you guys are doing good things, I'm saying back in the 50s, and here's a parcel of land for you to clear out and make a public park of?
I'm not sure how it came about. I don't know whether there was government approval, but they did clear it out. There was government work around there. That's where there were dredging sand, digging up sand for roads and other projects around town. So there is I'm not sure if it is now, but quite a deep area right near the park, right from all the digging that was done. But it was the Lions Club that cleared the area and created the park. I don't recall them putting any swings or seesaws and stuff like that there, but it was a park area where you can go out and run and have fun and swim.
Sure. So I also note, just as an aside here, you have two spellings of Lions. Is it L-I or L-Y?
It was always L-I from the 50s. It was never, I'm not sure where the L-Y came in.
Okay, so L-Y is, as they say, fake news then, huh?
Yeah.
All right, okay. No, because I'm looking at how Sia has it spelled here. She's got an L-Y. And I've seen it spelled that way a number of times. So, okay, we've got that clarified. And then Lions Park is named that way from the efforts that the Lions Club back in the 50s, your father's, who were, sounds like, founding members, is that right?
Oh, jeez.
Gosh, you everyone know. Seemed to be involved with it. Tufele, Lankildes, Gay Bowers, Pritchards, Huffs.
Was that kind of like the original civic organization of American Samoa?
I believe it was.
I believe so.
I mean, other than the old boys and old girls associations for the Catholic schools, the Lions Club was the next one that was quite active back then and doing community
Yeah, I don't think Rotary came around until like the late 60s.
That's correct.
So Lions Club, and you yeah, about 10 years early, yeah. Huh?
Because I think like you were asking a question, I think it's the first international organization that was established here.
Okay. And sounds like you were doing some important work getting that Lions Park done. So fast forward to 60 years later, and look at what's happening this Friday.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, just... sharing the experiences that I remember as a kid, me and my siblings being together with other children of the Lions Club. We all got together over there and just kind of experienced what they do and what we're doing now as we're older and we're doing involved in community service.
Great. So,
and so this coming weekend.
Friday, huh?
Yeah.
Are you going to be out there with that, was it 20,000 kids that are going to show up?
There's quite a few of them.
I'll be in the office.
Okay. You might have to go see them after all this year. Yeah. I'm not going to say anything. All right. But yeah, there's a lot of people there. And so I guess it's happening about 11 a.m. and a bunch of food. I believe the child gets a voucher, and then I think their parents do too. So a bunch of vendors and whatnot out there, huh?
Yeah. Well, so there's going to be a lot of celebration going on out there on Friday.
All right.
And I think, they've done a great job, John. I mean, there's a lot of sheltering over there for people from bad weather and things like that. And definitely a lot of, restaurants and things like that. And so I think it's well equipped down there with the tennis courts and with the basketball. So, and then now they even have water sports out there, and they got kayaks, and you got all these other, recreational water equipment. I could see in the future something happening down there at the Pala Lagoon, more water sports activities going on down there.
Dr.
Ali, I hope that they keep the area clean. Back in the 50s, there was no concern about going out there and diving in and swimming. I'd have to think twice to swim in that area at the moment. You had mentioned the spelling of Lions, and I received something from Tony last evening that was a letter from the parks director indicating that the park was going to be L-I-O-N-S park and not the L-Y that had been proposed or had been named after for a long time.
Okay. Well, you're talking about swimming. We got the Pala Lagoon Swimming Center that we can always go get our feet wet in. So, all right. Well, we appreciate that. We'll see you guys out there this weekend. Thank you very much, Dr. Early, Vaitoa, Lankildi, and appreciate you and everything that you've done for the Lions over the years. It's kind of cool to see you, and I'm sure it feels good as well. You know, your parents kind of got this started, and you've been carrying the torch, if you will, into future generations, and now you have even younger generations that are stepping in and continuing what the original founding members of the Lions Club did.
And with that said, John, thank you very much for those remarks. And we just want to, to offer our congratulations also to the community for that new facility that they're going to be available to them, as for their cooperation in keeping the place clean and for everybody. So I think that's one of the projects that our volunteer groups and our community service organizations have been trying to do all these years, is to go down there at the Lions Park and in the environmental situation and try to clean it up. And so it'll support Parks and Rec, and it'll support the rest of the agencies and so forth, and making it a beautiful place for everybody to go and entertain and recreate.
Great. Have lunch there, spend a weekend there, take the kids out swimming, and there's just tons to do. So, Vaitoa, appreciate you coming on. Dr. Early, good to see you as always, sir.
Thank you.
We'll see you out there at the new Lions Park with the Lions Club this Friday. 93 KHJ.